Yes, yes, yes. Peter Lynam, welcome back. And I hear you're not well. I'm so sorry.
That's all right. That's okay. I'll get over it. It's just a cold.
Just a cold.
Yes.
Something going around. I am really grateful that you joined us today, even though you probably shouldn't have. But tell you what, I have to tell you that I've had two people in the last couple of weeks. I think, has it been 2 weeks you've been away?
Yes.
Yeah, I've had two people in the last 2 weeks say that That's the Spirit is their favourite thing to listen to on BFM. So, you know, here's me sort of saying, you know, you don't worry about it, Peter, but actually we really have to do this because the people demand it.
Very good.
That's right. Well, if you're nothing if not a man of the people. You've been away?
Yeah, so I was in China for a week.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Much shorter time than I expected, but it was all a product of some strange variations in how we booked.
Okay.
Having standby. And there's a little panic that I would not manage to get back in time for. I spoke at the Wellington Festival over the weekend.
Okay.
Which was really good fun.
What was the Wellington Festival?
So the Wellington Festival is of historic buildings and tours around. We have a heritage festival here in Auckland as well.
Yeah.
So it was that sort of heritage festival. And so I gave three talks on why were Wellingtonians not very religious.
Huh.
And it's quite an interesting theme, actually. And then I spoke on what about the strange, quirky little versions of religion that some people seem to go for. Did we have some crazy people in Wellington? And we did. And then I spoke at the on the first day in beautiful old St. Paul's on why Anglicanism made themselves so unpopular in Wellington.
Oh.
Yeah, it's quite an interesting story.
they got run out of town, did they?
Well, it was just that the first vicar didn't feel like he was getting enough support from the New Zealand company, and up and came to Auckland.
Oh,
he became the first vicar of St. Paul's, and then the second, and the third, and the fourth, and the fifth went through various indiscretions and unfortunate behaviours. made them very unpopular. So you can kind of understand why in Old St. Paul's it says that Frederick Thatcher was the first vicar of Wellington. That's definitely not the case.
Right.
He was responsible for that beautiful church.
Right.
As you may have seen, it's a beautiful church opposite Archives New Zealand and National Library.
Yeah, they host a lot of great, great gigs too.
Don't they just?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well,
that was fun.
I said I wouldn't make you use your voice too much, and then I hear it's me getting you to tell me about your weekend. What are we talking about today?
I've been reading these reports over the last few months, Matthew, saying that religion is coming back. It's all American data, of course.
Right.
And I've been looking at it and getting more and more suspicious of this, because I think all it's based on is a series of surveys in which you say, do you think you feel more positive about religion today? Yes, no.
Right.
And then breaking it down into age ranges and backgrounds.
Yeah.
Well, what exactly does that survey prove? I don't think it proves a thing, really. It tells you that some people be a bit more positive about religion than they did a month ago or a year ago. But we don't know if that's going to turn into anything, any distinctive behaviour.
Yeah.
Pretty unlikely that it would do, actually.
Yeah. Do you think it's got something to do with the fact that, you know, the American government mandating Christianity again a little bit in certain places and sort of the implication, or not even the implication, but the statement that America's a Christian country and, you know,
yes,
bring it back to schools and all that sort of stuff. Do you think that generally that people might be mistaking how they feel about it for an awareness of it, maybe?
Maybe. I mean, I certainly think that the Trump factor plays into these statistics somehow. But, you know, again, all the evidence from America was that it had higher religious figures long after Western European and New Zealand and Australian figures essentially collapsed.
Right.
But America, they stayed up there with 70 to 80% of people attending church. Though there's been lots of questions about how they define attending church.
Right.
And it might mean once a month or once a year or
something. Yeah, yeah.
And I think... I think probably there's a desperate anxiety in American Christian leaders to bring back the good old days. So they'll jump up and down with any little figure that might suggest to them something is happening.
Right, yes, yes, yes.
To me, these are flimsy indications of anything.
Mm.
I stand to be corrected, but it does seem to me that this is a problem. Most recent story I read was in the Salt Lake Journal, was it, earlier today.
Yeah.
And of course, what it'd be very interesting to know, there seems some evidence that there's a kind of new dispersed interest in religion. That's to say that young people are quite interested in religion. They're not going to commit themselves to one, but they're quite interested in what's going on in it.
Right.
Sort of
a fascination, maybe more so than yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. And so it's. I'd be very surprised if the trends that are happening in America belatedly, long after, you know, Western Europe had dropped away to about 10 to 20% church going, no, America's not at that yet. They're about 40 to 50%.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, we'll wait and see.
Yeah, I really do wonder if it's to do with this idea that, you know, in terms of the statistics, I don't know, I guess that's almost the problem with this that you're talking about, is that it's not necessarily a statistics thing. It's a vibe, and that doesn't help anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a marvelous website by an American professor called Ryan Burge, who is worth looking up. He takes figures and he plots religion against ethnicity, against politics, against age.
Yeah.
It's extremely curious what he shows up. And it would seem as though the true blue evangelicals are kind of in retreat, I think.
Right.
They've received so much bad press. Now, of course, they'll say they're going him on, and perhaps they are. There's quite a lot of evidence that young people are not going to be hanging around their doors anyway.
Yeah, interesting. And I think there'd probably be, based on, I'm thinking about things like American colleges where there's like a, you know, they do trend towards like, you know, religiousness, I suppose, like, you know, college, like a Christian college or whatever it is, you know, it's sort of normalized to be Christian on campus or whatever. And then I think probably as they leave college and get into the real world, they're probably, you can imagine those numbers dwindling too.
Oh, yes, very definitely, especially the homeschooled people.
Yeah.
That is very dramatic.
Yeah.
But maybe it's a bigger step to transfer out of Christianity into something exotic.
Right.
But you may dabble at it.
Yeah.
And that's the bit that I think it'll take time to really see where these figures are going to go.
Yeah, interesting. It'd also be interesting to see what happens to non-Christian religions in America with all of the intolerance that's happening, how much it thrives or struggles in that sense. Okay. Well, look, I'm feeling for your voice here. I feel for you. Three speeches and a cold probably is a lot. But I appreciate that. And we, you know, it is interesting when things start getting reported as so, when they are just potentially, what would you call them, the speculations or even not even speculations, just sort of, you know.
They're misleading polls because they're measuring what really can't be measured.
Yeah.
How do I feel about religion? No specific name to the religion.
Yeah, yeah. Good, thanks. Oh, okay. How do I feel about religion? Fine. How do I feel about dodgy statistics? Not great.
There we are.
Thank you, Peter, and rest up, get well, and with any luck, we'll speak next week.
Very good.
Welcome back. Thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Very good.
All right. Well, I tell you what, I was dribbling.